Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Another episode of the Bread Man One Time for Your Mind Show. Ow! Man, I hope y'all had a great weekend. I know I did. There's a lot out there to be said. And, you know, we're going to get it said on this show. It's going to be a short show, I must admit. Do have some other things I need to be doing later today. So we want to get everyone that would like to speak, make sure that you try to get on in this thing. I'm not going to try to draw and run it out long, but you know what I mean? I do want, for those of y'all that want to speak or say something, to get on in here and get it done. With that being said, let's go ahead and do what we do. First of all, y'all know how the Bread Man get down. You know, we're going to get this inspirational vitamin out of the way. And then we'll go into the meat of the show, which is Grudge Talk. And this show is, I need to start saying this, this show is sponsored by Grudge Inc. I want to thank them and you know, for allowing us to come together this early a.m. Monday morning. Grudge Inc., I appreciate you. Thank you for the benefits. With that being said, let's go into the inspirational vitamin. It reads as follows. Compassion for others. Compassion for others. Sure, we all understand that. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. You can read more about what we're about to go into, Songs 145, verse 8. Psalms 145, verse 8. Compassion develops and grows when the person is confronted by the deep needs and distress of people who are unable to help themselves. Helplessness appeals to compassion. Compassion is silent, but does not remain secluded. It reaches out at the slight sin and need for all. Compassion flows out in earnest prayer for those in need and has sympathy for them. Prayer for others is born of a sympathetic heart. Prayer is natural and almost spontaneous when compassion grows in the heart. Prayer belongs to the compassionate believer. Dear God, please grant me a compassionate and just believing heart for people, and I want to continue to just pray, O Heavenly Father, that we as a Grudge Nation continue to have compassion in our hearts. I want to ask that you continue to allow us to come together as one, O Heavenly Father, and look at us as a group. And, O Heavenly Father, I want to ask that you continue to look after the sick and shut in. We ask that you continue to allow us to do the things that we love to do, O Heavenly Father. Allow us to have the means, the patience, and the fellowship, O Heavenly Father. I want to ask that you continue to keep us safe this week. All these blessings and more, I ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all for allowing me to come inside your ear or inside your homes or wherever you may be with this particular message. Thank you guys again. With that being said, y'all know a lot of racing went down over the weekend. By the way, I do want to give a shout out to JT, aka Schoolboy, one in the hit Shorty, got married over the weekend. it was a beautiful wedding. We had a great time. JT, congratulations on you and your new marriage. Been a long time coming, and I wish you and your bride great success with that. You have a lot of us that are married that you can always call and get any type of tips from. And also, on a sad note, we have a brother, trying to pull it up here, from up north. One of Shake and Bake buddies, Philip Walker Sr., they call him Big Phil. He passed away Wednesday. We want to give a big shout out to him and his family members. Our condolences from Grudge Inc. and the Grudge Nation goes out to you. I'm sure y'all have numbers. If y'all need anything, you can get with any of us. But sad, but it was, from what I was told, a good guy and definitely part of the Grudge world. So I want to extend that out. And also, if I'm missing out on anything, any birthdays or anything, y'all get with me and I can get them in here. With that being said, we can get into the meat of what went on over the weekend. Well, y'all know that. I thought that I was going to have someone to, I'm looking for him now. Godfather, you ain't here. I need a race report from Mike Hill Shootout. I'm sure, I know y'all, you know what I mean. But I did have one race that they posted on Facebook that I was allowed to see. I want to say to SVO. Y'all showed up and showed out. I want to extend, you know, wow, that was a great race. Y'all did y'all thing. Congratulations. And, you know, I also want to congratulate Tony Bynes. He locked in two SVO number and Tony Bynes for y'all that don't know. You know, and he locked in two races, you know, part of being, you know, a grudge race of the year, you got to get out there and grudge race. And the race jumped off, and the Northern boys came down here and socked us in the face. It is what it is. They said they was coming. They said they was going to do it, and they did it. Tony Bynes, in my book, you still the man. You got out there and fought, and that's part of the game. You know what I mean? Primetime crew, all y'all. You know what I mean? That's how the ball bounces sometimes. We take some on the chin. I'm sure I will once I get to that point to where I can start doing a little grudging myself. Let me back up. Now, I ain't going to be taking none on the chin, but I probably would, you know what I mean, be, you know, taking the L. Y'all, I corrected that. Now, don't y'all be starting that texting now. Anywho, to a good note, I just want to send that shout out to SVO, man. I tell you, I mean, how many of y'all is it anyway? I thought I saw two cars out there, but wanted to know how many of y'all is in the whole camp. How many we need to look forward to dealing with. But y'all, man, y'all, I can't wait to look at get a video from someone and really look at the whole race. I heard it turned out very well. Godfather, where you at? Good Lord. Y'all, hold on a minute. I got to get the Godfather out of these woods back here, man, so we can get a real race report. Otherwise, y'all know I was at a wedding, unless y'all want to hear about that. Somebody need to hit the one button, let us know what went on. By the way, Orangeburg did go down. You know, they said it was a good race over there. The track was just a little bit, you know, green because nobody was racing on it. But I want to give a big shout-out to those that, you know, sponsored that as well and went over there and did what they had to do. You know what I mean? We grown folks. We go, you know, where we feel we need to go and where we want to spend our money. But that particular race was cancer. It was a cancer thing to where, you know, y'all gave to the cause. Well, thank you for being so honest, sir. Thank you for being so honest. With that being said, y'all would like to get a race report, y'all can tune in to Dog Joe later this evening or Tuesday, his regular appointed time. He doesn't feel like this morning being Christian-like and holding his tongue just a hair. So he was honest, and I respect you for that, brother. With that being said, y'all, I don't know what y'all want me to do. I told y'all I was going to a wedding, so I'm going to just tell y'all I had a great weekend, and you know what I mean? I'm going to get on out of here if y'all don't want to talk. I'm not going to hold y'all up any longer. Y'all hold on. Good morning.
Hey, Brad, man. Hold on a minute, because I don't want my phone to be squeaking. Hold on a minute. Let me see if I can get this in so my phone can start squeaking, you always said. Hey, look here, see, don't nobody want to talk. Let's not get on here and start something. But I'm going to say this in. I ain't going to get no race report, but I'm going to say this in now. Grudge Inc., all the five B's now. B's going out there picking on kids, man. Now, I'm telling the truth now. They ought to give B's a doggone ticket or kick him out of Grudge Inc. for picking on Jay Barnes' stepson. You know, Jay Barnes' stepson is Promar Quan. Man, B's went out there and did Promar Quan like a homeless kid, man. That B's ought to put him out of Grudge Inc. for doing that now, the way he beat on Promar Quan, man. And another thing I'm going to say, too, now, everybody talking about the North came down there and knocked us out and all that. All right, man, the North came down. We appreciate them coming down, Brett, man. SVO came down. Boost 12 came down. Squishy came down. And that's one more. And my main man, Jimbo. Now, I really wanted to see Jimbo do something because I told him, and you know, that he been winning all them doggone shootouts up there. I told him down here, you ain't up north now, buddy. You down here with every, we got a whole bunch of bears down here. So Jimbo still hurt his car on the shakedown, man. He's looking damn good. See, that's what I don't understand about a lot of guys like them. They just test their car and test it. He made one shakedown, his first shakedown. I'm going to be honest with you, Brett, man. His first shakedown, I think he had a hell of a chance of winning the shootout. But he made a couple more shakedowns, and I think he hurt a little something on his car. But he still got in the shootout, and it was going around. So props out to Jimbo. Props out to the guys that came down. And SVO, and I'm going to keep it real because we've been having nut huggers on each side, and I know the line's going to light up in a minute. I'm going to have to keep it real, and I hope Tony don't get mad at me because Tony, my boy, we ain't been fighting about a month. I feel left out since we ain't been fighting. But SVO, excuse me now, Brad, man. I got to say a little something to make it seem dramatic. SBO did bitch slap Tony, gapped his ass. They had me on the finish line to call a gap, and I stopped counting. I know Tony's going to get mad at me, but we got about a couple weeks to make up. It was about five colleagues down there on the other end.
Yeah, it didn't even look like that. Now, come on, it was about five colleagues.
I don't give a damn about no video. See, that's what's wrong with people, that these videos that don't understand how to watch a video. It all depends on how you shoot a video. That man had Tony by over five colleagues on the finish line. I don't give a damn who said it, who don't like it. I'm being nice. It was really more than that, but I'm going to say about five. Now, everybody's going to say it, and I didn't want to say it, though. They're going to say, well, Tony had problems. He got out of the car. Well, I ain't got nothing to do with that. The gap was over five car lengths. That's all I'm going to say. Whoever don't like it, they can kiss my bread. Man, I told you I didn't want to come on today because when they start messing with me, I'm going to go off. You just tune in this evening. Unless Ernie go too long this evening, I'm going off this evening. Boy, I am going to let the cat out of the bag, the dog in the bag, and I don't care who like it or who don't like it. I feel like I ain't gonna tell you the whole story, baby. But anyway, it was a damn good race down there. And like I said, props out to Grudge Inc. They put up a belt, but unfortunately, we know the props out to Showtime Racing. David Floyd did his thing, man. Props out to Showtime Racing. He won the 28-29 shootout. He was supposed to go in the battle against the Memphis Gangster that made it all the way to the finals. Also made it all the way to the finals. But he had mechanical problems and couldn't crank up in the staging lanes. Props out to the young gun, the Hannibal car. The guy came out, talked all the trash. I hate to say it, though, they slapped the shit out of him, Brad, man. But he still raced, though, and he'll be back, too. But, man, I'm going to tell you the truth, though, man. Brad, man, don't never want to be a good driver, Brad, man. Don't never want to have a good car, Brad, man. All you want to do is be lucky. Them damn Tony Wright and them corner boys. Brad, man, I don't want to say if the IRS knows how much money they done won by being lucky. Good googly goo, man. That's all I'm going to say. Tony Wright and the corner boys slapped the boo-boo out of the beast car, and ain't now one of them with five nothing. But anyway, Brad, man, I'd rather be lucky than to be good because doggone it, them boys got lucky. And, boy, they had so many cookies on that race by Brad, man. I had truck driver, still got the truck backed up to the door to unload them cookies, man. Truck driver still with the 18-wheeler backed up to the door unloading them cookies. It was so much. But it was a good race, exciting stuff going on. I'm going on mute because I'm going to get cussed out. But if you want me to come back to straighten anything out, Brad, man, I'll be on hold to straighten anything I said out. Anything I said. I'll stand in the paint today for your show, bro.
Well, you know, I appreciate it. And I don't think nobody really wanted to, you know, cause no trouble or havoc. If y'all have any other races that are going on, I do gotta put my boy race out on blast. August the 11th, we be down in Putnam County again. Mandrea, shut up and run.
Hold on, Brett, man, you been smoking dope this morning?
What happened?
If it's gonna be August 11th, it must gonna be next year.
Well, you know, I did say August the 11th. I stand corrected. I meant to say October. You're correct. I stand correct, sir. You did. You're right. October 11th. Y'all, excuse me. Y'all knew I was making a mistake. But I do thank you again, Godfather, for correcting me. October 11th. Shut up and race going down again. I don't know if this is the last one. But it's getting cool out here, y'all. We're going to have to do something. I know how cold it is up north. Good gosh. But if y'all don't want to say anything, Godfather, you got anything else you want to say? Because I'm going to get on to this doctor's appointment, man. They don't want to talk.
I'm surprised ain't nobody coming on, Bread Man. They might still be tired from that long traveling and everything, Bread Man, because, you know, it was a lot of traveling. And Bread Man, talking about cold, Bread Man, it was 38 degrees. It got down to 38 degrees by the time the last race got off down here in the south, Bread Man, the other night. So, but like I said, we hope everything, we hope everybody, want to send out, oh, I forgot, glad to hear about Rody down in Orangeburg had a wreck down there. We glad Rody, Po' Boy Racing, he had a wreck down there, but he's okay. I think he missed the car pretty bad, but he's okay. So, Godspeed to him and hope he is okay. Glad he's okay, Bread Man. And also, we want to send out a doggone a special birthday shout to Shawana Haddon. That's Bully. Part of the Primetime Camp. She's one of my features on my show every now and then. That's Bully. Happy birthday, Bully. Shawana Haddon.
Yeah, that's Londa's mother, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, Bread Man, I don't want to get into nothing. I want to get into it because I got some stuff.
I understand.
Okay, I appreciate it, Bread Man.
And you know what I mean? Like I say, we ain't gonna hold nothing up. I'm gonna go ahead and throw this inspirational vitamin out of here. If you ain't got nothing else you wanna say, dog, we'll get on out of here, man. And go
Bread
ahead.
Man, now I know somebody that wanna say something, Bread Man. You sure you ain't just doing it because you wanna get out of here, Bread Man?
Now they wanna hit the phone. Hold on a minute. They want to click on now. Hold on a minute. No, y'all, we ain't playing this game. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How you doing?
What's going on, Bread Man? What's going on, Doc?
All right. What's up, man?
Hey, what about that race between Bobby Cole and Tony Bynes?
Bobby Cole and Tony Bynes. The race between Bobby Cole and Tony Bynes. Bobby Cole and Mike Hill tuning the car. They was doing better and better every pass. I don't know whether Bobby Cole got nervous and boo-booed in his pants or whatever, but then Tony Bynes lined up, and Bobby Cole took off before that light started. Tony Bynes went in the air. All Bobby Cole had to do was make the trip, and he would have towed Tony up. But Bobby Cole red-lipped, and Tony Bynes slapped the shit out of him. Bobby Cole made a hell of a pass, but it didn't do no good because he left a little too soon. Witt and all the boys were running down the doggone track. They was halfway down the track, and before they looked up, Jamie grabbed Witt and said, "Witt, hold up, Witt, hold up." Witt said, "What you holding me for? We done killed y'all." So, and then Jamie put it on there and said, "Look at that light over there." And Witt passed out on the damn starting line, man.
0758, you're going to be next. 0758, you're going to be next.
Okay, Bread Man, let me say something about the biggest race of the night. Well, I'm going to say one of the biggest races of the night between the Corner and the Beast. It was a controversy. They thought it was going to be a controversy because they both went out there and it was a pillow fest, Bread Man, and it looked like the Corner crossed the center line. Now, I was the DP man, and they wanted me to make the call. Oh, that's your holiday. Everybody, I said, nope, we're going to wait. So we went down there on the truck, and went out there and looked. It was a got dog on it, Miller Hare from got dog on it, hitting it, crossing the line. He did not cross the line, and I seen where Dolomite did an excellent shot from the air, and it looked like it from the air, and from everybody's eyes, they thought he crossed the center line. He did not cross. He did not even touch the line. He did not cross, so he did not even touch it. So for everybody that want to know, I went down there. I was the DP man on that race, so I had to make the call. I didn't make not one call for the Corner or to the Beast. When they both was in my face hollering and screaming, I did the Bread Man on them. I just looked at them and let them holler and scream till I went down there and made the final decision. He did not touch the line or cross it.
Did a look away.
You can call it what you want to. I call it the way it was. You can call it the look away. See, Bread Man, that's why I wish I wasn't on your show, because whoever said I did the look away, I'd have had some real choice words for his ass.
It's going to be all right. 9-1-31. I'm going to get you up out of here, because we don't want that right now. I appreciate you, though.
All right.
0758, you next up. 0758, good morning. How you doing?
Is that? Did Bread Man?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Bread Man? You all right? You know we had to call in on your show, Bread. We're about to go on the deep over here. We had to call in.
I understand.
stop all that cussing on here too now. We don't cuss on
the dog ain't been cussing, so they see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about the nut hookers and all the doggone faggots that's in the doggone bushes all the time.
Stop over here doing all that cussing now. We gonna cuss on Bread Man's show, dog.
So go cuss on your wife's show then.
Man, I didn't call. We didn't call in, man. We had a good time at Mike right the weekend, man. He just couldn't make it, man. We had a good time there, man. We had a good time there. But I read the bread. What I really liked, the most bread was, you missed it, Macaroni and Buck Loud got the organ there. And Law, Emerson, y'all know how. Y'all know how, Fred. They went down. It was cold. I got to give it now, Fred. It was cold. And the track was still working, man. But them cars still be running. Pro Mall still be running 390s and 40s. Cold as it was, that track was working. It was working.
His wind light still ain't gonna come on.
Oh, the man had a 400s on the tree.
Well, that's why the man won. See, the man beat him because he won a 7-0-3, but he killed him on the tree.
But that man went wrong first.
Dog, what Jamal said is he went around the man. He went by the man.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He got that first.
No, he didn't.
Nick, stand down, Nick. Don't you act like
me
a fool, too. Stand down, Nick.
Yes, I did.
No, if that man's win, come on, with a 7-0-3 to a 7-0-0, he got you. Because even if you had a bad light and still went a 7-0 and got across the light first, you'd have won. Even with a bad light.
You would have won.
Yeah, even with a bad light.
Yep.
And the man got you about $400 to go 703. That man had went 705, 706. He would have won. The man
won.
I wish they hadn't cut the ticket in half. They cut the ticket in half. I've been able to see all that, but they cut the ticket in half.
See, what I'm trying to tell you now, it don't make no difference what your reaction time was. If you went dead on, if you had a 700 dead on and your light didn't come on, that means the man beat you across the line first.
He beat you across the line first
because he won a slower time and still got there first. That's why his light came on.
I got a question, dog. He ran a Mustang, right? And a
yes,
Cutlass. Who got the longest front end?
Who got the longest what?
The longest front end.
A Mustang or what?
Cutlass. He got a Cutlass.
A Cutlass got the longest front end.
He looks like he might be in the front, but that front wheel gonna be called a mean bird.
I just told y'all, y'all can fight all day. That computer ain't gonna lie. If that man had a 703 and his light came on, he went across the line first.
Exactly. We've been trying to tell him all day.
I'm just gonna call it right. See, I thought he said he lost because he went across the center line. I didn't know he went dead on and still lost.
He had a 501 light, but he went dead on the 7-0. The man had a 4 by the 460, 450 light.
But the man with the 703 crossed that stripe first. The man with the 703 crossed first.
But this is, I think we had a conversation earlier about chasing the time, a class race of chase time or something, and a grudge race of chase the money. This is what I was talking about. The reason I decline about chasing the time is because really, we all running against the clock.
Well, see, Brad, man, this is a good thing for people to understand. I think if that's Mandrell saying, see, they need to know this. Like I said, a lot of us get in an argument because we don't know, we don't understand what we're arguing about. We don't have the knowledge to argue about what we're talking about. It's nothing wrong for the guy that's thinking what he's thinking, but see, and like I said, in a time race like that on the 7-0 class, a man can go 7:15, and you can go dead on your time. But if his light come on, that means he got there before you. Otherwise, that's both y'all had the same reaction time. In your life, you can't go to 7-0 if you were dead on and he went 7-0-3. If both y'all had the same reaction time. But see, your reaction time makes a difference because that means while you sitting back there at the light, he already rolling.
Right.
You can have a better react time.
That's how the computer lady calculated. The computer calculated that he had a better light and ran better to his number, but he didn't cross the stripe.
The computer ain't a matter of the computer calculating nothing. It's just his way it's gonna go. Once you break the beam, the computer gonna go. That 703, if he had a 410 light, that means if the other man had a doggone 5-something light, that means he got a doggone 900 start on him. So that means, see, that's what they mean. If Breadman will tell you, if y'all really knew about bracket races, where a joker can take off and know he got you and he throw you at the light when he know you're going faster.
Right.
In other words, he put on brakes and let you go on cross first and you'll break out. But since you didn't break out, that means he crossed the stripe first.
So y'all saying that I couldn't have caught that guy. Ain't no way in the hell I could have caught him.
Yeah, you didn't catch him.
You didn't catch him. If you had caught him, your light would have came on with a 7-0 and he would have 7-0-3. If you had caught him, he wouldn't have crossed it. His light wouldn't have come on first. You would have caught him. You didn't catch him.
You would have won if you would have crossed the beam first with a 7-0.
Right. If you had crossed the beam first, your light would have been on because you went dead on.
So, so, I had a bad life.
It don't mean no difference how bad your life
was.
If you were a Samo on a Samo and you crossed the beam, I'm saying if you crossed the beam first, your light would have came on, don't care what kind of reaction time you'd have had.
No,
that man
reaction
came on because he crossed the line first.
Exactly.
React time is not everything
in back of the first is ET. Then it go back to your light, and then it go to your mind power.
Right.
You might not remember, Chief. You can kill a man on a tree, and Mike go no faster than 720. He bring you down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Not exactly. But that means you crossed the light. That you crossed the lane first, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, Molly, Ma.
Hey, Brad.
You know,
talk to him, Brad.
I'm gonna talk to him. I do want to tell him though, Molly, Ma. You could have caught him if y'all was going to the quarter mile. With that being said,
right, I told him that.
Brad, man, don't try to get out of here now, Brad, man. We ain't cussing. We still having a good discussion right now. Don't try to get out of here, Brad, man.
No, I ain't trying to get it. It's just so many lines are lit up, and I'm going to go on down because that one is a long, you know. I know.
I told you once I get started, it was going to light up. I told you, Brad, man, you owe me. Send me my check.
You know what? I was finna hang up on everybody. You know how y'all do. Wait to the last minute and want to talk. We could have been talking like this here before. 803-8211. 803-8211. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show. How you doing?
Morning, Ty. What's going on, Ty? I just came on to say, you know, congratulations to Mike Hill Show, Rock Show. And I just want to say congratulations to them damn corners. I don't like them. But they're winning.
There it is. Thank you, brother. I'm going to keep your mic open if you want to say anything. I'm going to go on down and get these lines, y'all. 44-2900. Good morning. How are you, sir?
What up, Brad, man? Marl, stand down. You wrong with me. Stand down. You know not know ain't nowhere in the hell. You gonna get that first and don't break out and lose. That ain't gonna happen.
Hey, nephew, you know what's messing with him, don't he? He run dead on and
low.
Don't have a temper. Anybody, boy, that'll hurt anybody. That's why I just I ain't gonna get it. I was just shaking my head on that one, like, Let me go on down. Let me go on.
Yeah, Maul, you wrong. You didn't get that first.
1304. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
What a guard for all that.
I'm here.
This shouting. Did you like when I put your hand on at the track on Saturday night?
Oh yeah. We ain't gonna talk about it on Bread Man Show though.
Even the preacher put the good cook down sometimes.
Hey, Bread Man, know he stepped on the real good. I don't want to start then because we got a good discussion going. But Bread Man said he had some up on his chin or something. And he had to change it.
Cut that shorty. Look at that shorty. You see that? Boy, people, folk be listening. You gotta watch what you say around here. You gotta watch what I say.
Hey, Brad, I had something so nice at the track. I had to let the Godfather put his hand on it. Let him know where I stand it.
Good goobly goo. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm still nervous, man. I ain't even had to take my pill.
Godfather. I did what the beast did. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even made the trip. I just did what the beast did. I knocked the tires out soon. I let go of the button. I'm just going to let you know where I stood at.
All right, Shawty, quit talking about that, man. Bread Man, we ain't gonna get nasty. Yeah, you get nasty on my show later on, though. Bread Man, go ahead and get the rest of the people so you can get out of here, boy. Before Mandrell starts. You know Mandrell can't hold it long. After a while, they're going to let the floodgates open. They're going to get you in a few minutes.
No, they've been doing good. Now. 910-9425. Good morning. How you doing? Hello. He probably don't want to say nothing. I'm going down to the next one here. 773 3490.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, Brad. What's up, dog? I was just sitting back listening, but I'm going to say this, dog. You good at what you do, and then sometimes you get off track. Explain the numbers to the man. If he cut a 4, that's the difference as win right there, the 400.
Tate, he didn't want to hear that, Tate. He know he done messed up. He didn't
want to
hear that.
Yeah, I mean, that's all of what it is right there. He killed him right there at 400 or killed him. If he went 03, he still got 100 on him. And, now, could have went around him and not break out, but he had to be extremely fast, and he just not there.
No. He claimed he went around him, but see the thing about it, Tate, you have to explain it to him where he understands it. He couldn't have went around him. If he went around him, he would have won. He just wanted to say he went around him, but he didn't.
You know what I was thinking of that? He's probably looking at himself, thinking he's in front, in between the traps. See that?
Right.
That's what I think you're looking at. But I just thought I would say that. But I'm just kicking back, listening to the Breadman Show.
Appreciate it.
I went around.
Hey, Breadman. I'm going back on mute. He that looketh upon a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery within his heart. I'm going on mute.
Whoa. Hey, you come off when you feel. Hey, let me grab this next one, y'all. Good God Almighty. 813-0041. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing this morning? I just want to, on that Apex racing, that 7-0 deal, the guy that ran the 703, you probably thought you was in front of him because he actually backed into you. So he was backed into you. That's what he did. He was letting off the gas when you were speeding up.
You know what, Mr. Tip? It's just getting bad. The more people call in that class racing, index racing, it just sounds. You know, the guy, he didn't see the guy there bumping his front end down. You know what I mean? As he was coming up.
He said the guy slammed on brake, man. The guy did on the Mustang slamming on brake.
What I'm talking about, the guy was out there. When the guy looked back, when the guy went to high gear and looked back and didn't see Maul on his side, that man started backing into him. And he was
ripping his nose. He dumped him at the stripe. He dumped his butt.
And Maul and Maul probably looking at
him. Maul was on the blind side. Maul was in the left lane looking over, and the other guy in the right lane, he couldn't
have told right at
where the center line was. That's why I'm trying to tell him he looked like he passed him, but he ain't passing.
He didn't. Yeah, he didn't.
He passed him after the race was over.
quarter mile.
But I want to ask, though, what time of the day was it? What time of the day was it, Maul?
I didn't do my thing. That was time of day. I put on dog jacket. That's probably what did. I got dog jacket.
I know this is going to put that lie on me. He was talking about that little pretty girl he was talking to before he got in the car. That's what the hell was wrong with it.
So in other words, the guy that he raised sent that pretty girl over there to distract him when the light went
out. I was over there trying to talk that girl out of some of them cookies. He over there trying to talk to her. He over there trying to talk to her, too. That's why he got up there and got messed up on the light, baby.
That what happened when all your blood don't rush to your brain before you can think and react. Your blood was in the wrong place.
I'm rough this morning.
Hey, who was that talking about explaining the number to him? Was that Mr. D or Tate? They both sound like, who was that just was talking? But who's that, Mr. D or Tate? Who was that?
That's me, dog. That's
D. Get somebody on the phone
that
knows
that's D, dog.
That was
me, dog. That's Mr. D.
Okay, that's D. Okay, you and Tate sound just alike, man. You and Tate sound just alike. I done got three tickets that ain't on the tape.
That's D.
There's a total package to get to your number at the end of the day. When you bracket raise, there's a total package. And you miss the first part of the package by not leaving.
In an index race, that's really the most important thing is to cut that tree. That's if you got a bad lineup on an index race, you're probably gonna get your butt whooped every time.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I
crossed
the line first. What I'm saying is
you didn't cross the line first.
You didn't cross first.
The computer.
You did not cross first.
I'm gonna
have a special show for you. Let me know what. Call
Jamal.
Me after the show. And I'm gonna book a special
Jamal.
Show.
Jamal.
Not cross the line first.
Jamal.
You did not cross the line first.
Hey, listen, Jamal.
Listen.
The object of internet racing is crossing the line first and not breaking up. You know you didn't cross the line first because you didn't break out. So that's just self-explanatory.
You had to make up what he took from the tree ball. Everything he took from the tree, he had to make that up first before you could even pass him.
Jamal, how long you been racing? A long time, right?
Since Saturday.
Have you ever crossed the line first, then break out and lost? So why do you think it's gonna happen Saturday?
Something wrong with the tree.
hey, Brad Man, what size tires on front of that Cutlass? G body.
Nah, that's too techno now.
I wouldn't know.
The only thing, the proven fact, he had to make up what the man took from the tree, even the pass. And you didn't know make up what he took from the tree. Had to make that up to get beside him. Whatever he took from the tree, you had to make that up first before you even got beside him. Then once you made that up, then it was a race.
What I want to ask Molly Maul is when you let the button go, where were you? What were you looking at when you looked over in the other lane? That's going to determine everything right there. That's going to determine.
He was beside me. He was looking at an empty lane.
Okay. Red Man, he was looking at an empty lane because he had 400 off the light. He was looking at an empty lane.
Right, exactly.
You should have been looking. If you say he was beside you when you let the button go, and when you went to high gear, where were you when you went to high gear?
I read that beside him.
Brad,
okay.
That side. You
know
think your car was fast, or you
son,
think he let you come up beside him?
It don't matter. What I'm telling y'all at the end of the day is that you can cross that line first, but at the end of the day,
you can't cross that line first and don't break out.
Hey, y'all telling the same thing 100 times. He ain't listening, y'all. So why would you tell him?
What he's saying ain't wrong.
Well,
the computer go
calculate it. He can't cross that line without breaking out. But he got
It's impossible. That man can climb on it. He cannot cross the line and not break out and not win. If he go cross the line and go dead on the sailboat, he gonna win.
That's
right. If he go cross
the
line,
it's gonna happen, man. I'm telling you. Tell us, everybody be quiet.
Tell us how can he cross the line first and don't break out and don't win. Tell me, I want to hear this.
The computer is in the computer, man. That's why it's an index pressure. That's why it's a dial in on it. It's a dial in on that. If you straight out
hold on, fellas. I just want this man to tell me how can he cross.
Get another call on, bro.
I want to know how can you cross the finish line first and don't win without breaking out. Tell me this.
Everybody
be quiet. I want to hear this one.
That'll do.
Because he's ain't looking at reaction time. They calculating all that in. Reaction time and everything.
But he's gonna tell him.
Y'all hold on. The guy who said that was D. D, you said that he can. So would you like to explain how that can happen?
I was trying to get back to the phone. I'm at work. I was trying to something with that. I said it is possible because anything is possible. I've seen this happen at the track myself, not just no guesswork. I saw the announcer at the track said I turned the wrong light on.
The announcer turned the
wrong light on. Oh, bro. Slow down now. But it's supposed to be done electronically. So I'm
that right there telling you somebody exactly. Lying because, see, the announcer or the doggone star or nobody don't turn the light on. If it's in the computer, the computer automatically turns the lights on. Nobody else but the computer.
That's not what I said, though. That's not what I said. I said we know it's all going to be done electronically.
But right, we ain't talking about maybe abnormal circumstances when the moon don't line up.
That's why I say it's possible.
In a normal environment with no glitches, how can
he
this
can't
happen?
Win? No,
okay,
with no glitches, he can't win. The map says he can't win. He took 400 off the tree. Like Brad Matt asked him when he looked over, what did he see? He should have saw a naked lane when the man took 400 from off the tree.
So, Ma, let me ask you, Ma, this. If he took 400 off the tree and you beat him by 300, how could you get there first?
He slammed on brakes, and I went around him.
But him slamming on brakes, you still didn't go but 300 quicker than him, and he got you 400 on the tree.
Damn, nephew, you're a genius, boy. You're a genius. That still means he's got cross first on you. You're right. You got a point there, nephew.
Matt Smith. Since Matt Smith been driving, it have been a tie.
It's been a few times in the NHRA. It's been a few of them.
No, I don't remember. I ain't never seen no damn thing.
I'm gonna
Google
it. I'm gonna see.
It has been.
Y'all need to
go. Y'all, look, listen up now. I'm gonna say it again because I hate to say it though. I know for my, I bet my life on it because I was in the attack. I had a attack. Like I said, if you got a computer that don't go out to the millions of the millions of the millions of seconds,
right.
And then it won't do it. If you just got a computer
that
go out
right
to, maybe to the thousands, you can
right.
have a damn tie. You can
you're
have
right.
a tie.
That's right, though. That's right.
You can.
If it go out to the micrometer of a second, it won't. Because it's another million sets of numbers for that computer to compute to get to a win. But if it just goes down to a short set of numbers, it can be, and it has been.
Hey, that's seven old car. Is it faster than 7-0?
Yes, both of them are faster than 7-0. Both of them faster than 7-0.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But see, what he trying to say, and what we trying to say, Mr. Tip, you and Red Man, I don't notice here. I mean, we don't want to keep arguing the same thing, but it's impossible for that man to go 7-0 and the other man went 7-0-3 and he's talking about he crossed. If you went across the stripe first, your light would have been on with that dead on 7-0.
I agree with you 100%, Doug. He backed into him. He got out on it, looked over, and saw he was out there so far. He got up off the gas and tapped the brake a couple of times. He backed into him.
Yeah.
That's what happened. I mean, ain't no need of me arguing, but I know what happened.
That's
another thing that he might understand because, like I said, I used to bracket race without them computers and everything. So I used to have to doggone it, and I was good at it. What happened is he came by him so fast, he thought he might have been, you know, he was looking at him evidently for him to know he came by. He don't know when he crossed the stripes. So he could have went and came by him and thought he had passed him in the stripe, but the man might have already done tripped the stripes. See, that's another thing.
The man beat him by 100.
Yeah, we understand the numbers. The numbers are added up right. But what I'm trying to say is, while he's looking over there at him, he ain't caught him. But what I'm trying to say, when he thought he had passed him, he might have already done tripped the beam then. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
He might not know where he was at when he passed him. See, what I'm trying to say, ain't no way in the world he can look at him, look at the finish line, and know all that stuff and know where he passed him at. He might have passed him, but he might already
have
tripped
the beam. That's what I'm trying to tell him. The man already know he crossed him first. Trying to tell him that.
And then you got a cutlass and a Mustang. One of them front end longer than the other one. So, I mean, you got to look at that too. He probably thought he was in front. But 100, you can't see that. You can't see 100 with a naked eye, man. It's so doggone close. At the strike.
Let the truth be told. Probably now one of them know who won. They just know it was tight on the other end.
I mean, the Mustang knew what he was doing. The race was so loose. He had, you know, it would have been hard for Jamal to get back into that race because he left so much. Anytime you're racing, Breadman,
you and Mr. Tip, y'all ought to know. Nephew know because I don't know how he know, but he know. Anytime you meet a man that bad on the tree, you know how the damn jersey man
on
the tree,
you know
you're
out front. Right,
exactly. That's
if
what
you
I'm saying.
If 400 on the tree and that man, especially was in the right-hand lane, he looking to the left, he know he got you a bunch.
Hey, and you also got to put this in factor, too. That man had a big time.
400 is a world man in drag racing. That's a whole new world, 400.
Hey, I guarantee he out 60 with him, too, because that thing tore up out of there.
He had a lot more you probably think. That must have been big time called throw up out of there. 478-992. Y'all talking some shit that I like when you go talking about that damn bike racing and all that good shit. But anyway, I done done a lot of that. I'm not saying that it has ever been a tie. I never heard of it, but I'm not saying, I don't dispute anything, but I know we got one of the oldest system that it is down there, and that damn system down there 20 years old or older, and it do have where, like Dog was saying, I do have a lot of nines that can come out. You have to go into the computer, punch it up, and then it would just go 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, and somebody might have got an 8 and you got the 9. Whoever got the 8, that's who's going to get the win, like, if you go into the system.
Hey, I got a question for Donald. Donald, you say you was involved in the tie, which I had to redo it?
We redid it. It was a money race. It was a money race.
Can't even hear it, dog.
That's how you do your computer. You put in there and see how many nines come up. Like I said, it'll start going with nines, then it'll go with eights. That's how you can tell. He's telling the truth.
Yeah. One of the other things, too, like you were saying, you can't, they call it driving the finish line. I don't know if anybody that good that can see 1,000. Hell, you ain't that damn good. I don't care who you are. You can't see.
Man.
You ain't that damn good. You can't. You ain't that damn good. I don't care who you
are.
But
whoever break that beam first,
unless it was a spider or something that crossed that damn beam or whatever. And 9 times out of 10, that don't happen that often when something crosses.
Now, I'm gonna tell you something else that maybe we can relate to. A lot of us grudge races, like Mandrill and Nephew and all that. If y'all small, just like me, even myself, I do it all the time. A guy come up there and oh man, I went way faster than you did. Yeah, but I cut your ass on the tree and put on brakes on your ass at the big end there.
That's right.
Better that way. That's how you can do it. You can just like when I ran stage them the other night there.
That's
I got to my brake lights because I put on brakes. When they got out of it, man, you JD beat us by half a college. We want to try it again.
Sir.
Lock it up.
Don't get the top plate.
All right. Big collar, Brett.
Big
collar. Give
me no collar, Brett. Give somebody else some money.
Give me that collar.
Give me no collar, Brett.
I'm going to find somebody else.
Somebody else want to help. There's plenty of people on here. Y'all can come on in the conversation. I'm opening up mics. If you ask y'all like it.
What that guy that you normally have on, Brett? Where he at?
Which one?
White guy.
There's a bunch of them on here.
You talking about the one he had on Larry? The track owner? You talking about the track owner?
I tell you what.
Yeah, dog.
Get
him on, Brett.
He don't want black folks on the ground. And you turned that button loose, and he matched the brakes on you. So, you know, you can.
Well, thank you for bringing up such history, my brother. Thank you for bringing up a piece of history.
What about the parachute? What about the parachute, too, game?
Yeah, the parachute didn't eat us in that day.
Give me some bracket race, some diehard. Give me some bracket race, dog.
We just gave you some, Mo.
Leave it alone, man.
The guy that was on here, Mr. Chip, Mr. Chip was the bracket racer diehard. Let me go ahead and get this out, though. I want to announce that US 19 Dragway finished 8th out of 25 teams last week at Silver Dollar. Man, that was awesome right there. Y'all know they had the Division II finals here at Silver Dollar Raceway. Y'all remember that was Ed that got on here, Jamal, that was talking, that owned Silver Dollar Raceway. They had a big old race down there, and I just got to give a shout-out to US 19. They team did an awesome job. I want to put out there that, yeah, I'm going to shut the show down, y'all, boy. It's getting rough over here. They said this is a grudge show, not a class racing show. So they do have a point. But, you know, we do talk about any and everything on this show from time to time. 601-5133. 601-5133. Good morning.
Good evening.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good evening.
Good morning. How you doing?
How you doing, sir?
Just fine and yourself.
Hey, that's Mississippi Joe 9, but it don't sound like Mississippi Joe.
No, this is not Mississippi Joe.
I was going to say, y'all going to greet each other all day?
I want to know what's going on. It sounds like DJ Grant on Mississippi Joe show number.
He's so gay, goddamn, get over on dog.
Cousin DJ, we know that was you on Mississippi Joe last. We know y'all over there kissing each other with them big arms.
What's happening, everybody? What's happening? What are you talking about today? I just got on, Brandon. What are you talking about? You finna get off the show, man. We finna get it started. What's happening?
Show started
at
11 o'clock, DJ.
I said I just got on.
Well, get it started, DJ.
Golly, man. All this watered down, talk, kissing, singing Kumbaya. I want to know what's going on. Huh?
What you want to know?
He ain't got no arm pressure.
Hey, listen.
0758, you got a lot of background noise. We can't even hear. That's why I muted your mic. Good Lord.
What you want to know, DJ Grant? You brought your ass to the track. You were no
what's happening. Somebody said they got text, says the grudge show. It's like, yeah, what we talking about? What we talking about today? What's the topic for this morning? Is there a topic? Bread Man
No, ain't no topic. Bread Man will never have a topic. He always have discussions.
Yeah, it ain't no topic.
What are we discussing this morning, Brad, man?
We discussing
we discussing whether or not
you got all three butt naked. The deals hit butt naked house again.
We discussing Mississippi Joe and DJ Grant. Why are they on the same line with no oil person?
That's a good question, but hey, I'm not over here bargaining, so, and I don't think Joe bargained. Joe ain't said. I almost said a bad word. He ain't said nothing, so we not bargaining. I'm just asking what's happening, what's going on. Had a big weekend this weekend. I'm trying to figure out things in perspective. What went down? What didn't go down? Who was pumping their chest and got let out their chest? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You better tune in to Dog Show, because if I really tell you the whole deal, we can't say that. We can't talk later on Red Man Show. You need to tune into my show later on the day of tomorrow if you really want to know, because I'm gonna tell it the way it is. If you want to know who got the chest let out of and what the real deal is, the real deal you ain't going to want to hear.
Red Man got us back on.
Yeah, you back on. Hold on a minute, y'all. 773-7115. Good morning. How you doing?
What's going on now, Red Man?
Not much. How you doing?
Sound like I hear DJ Grant and Willie Dawg on the show.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, kid? How you doing, kid?
All right. What's up, dawg?
Hey, baby, I go on mute because they be talking about my phone be ringing, so I be on mute. I'm all right, kid, go ahead.
Sound good.
What's been happening, dog?
Yeah, we had a hell of a race down here. That's all I can say. We had a hell of a race down here this week. That's all I can say right now.
Hey, I got one question. Can you give me your number and tell me what time the show come on?
If you don't know my number and what time the show come on, don't worry about it, brother. It's only been on for 4 years, so if you ain't got it now, ain't no use getting it.
Hey, DJ
Grant. Don't be like that, dog.
I don't want nobody on there just to find out what the controversy going on. If you ain't been following me all the while, don't worry about it.
What'd you say, Taylor?
A lot of bears was bears. That's what I can't say now.
A lot of play putties was play putties. We need a northern show because the SVO came out here and did some stuff. Breadman's wife. I mean, you know, I ain't talking about his real wife.
I heard he came out here and got Tony pregnant.
Now see, I didn't want to say that. I'm going on mute.
What's happening, nephew?
Yeah, SVO came out and showed up. To me, Jimbo didn't look all that. I mean...
It's a lot of hype. I'm glad Jimbo said that.
That's why I wish we were on Breadman's show.
Jimbo looking good. I think Rugrats slapped the doo-doo out of him. 219-2285. Good morning. Good morning. Leon.
What's happening, y'all? The North West. You know what? I hung up. I had all the Detroit boys, Peyton, Donnie, all the phone, and I don't know what the hell happened, but it just dropped everybody. I was trying to
I
heard Donnie voice in the background, and I hung up on y'all. That's what happened. Got y'all up out of here.
They was doing their thing. I heard they got Tony Bynes pregnant, goddammit, but I don't know what's happening. What hospital he in? Did he have a baby yet or what? Y'all want to tell me? Let me know what's happening. they say Jimbo went down and tried to run everybody. Anybody, and they couldn't get away. All right, now, don't get the whole story. Hey, dog, you got to tell it. You was there, dog.
I'm going to tell it. Okay, it's just like Breadman with his old butt. Me and Breadman went to the kindergarten and wanted to jump on everybody at the kindergarten. Put it that way. What I'm trying to say is Jimbo did come down and was looking for a race, but he was looking for a race with a single carburetor.
You can't be like that. Once you do that, you're limited to who you're looking for. He's a big block. He's looking for just a single car.
I'm just trying to tell you what happened. But don't get me wrong. I'm going to keep it real, though, because everybody keep trying to make it the North and the South. Hold up. Jimbo looked damn good to me now. He looked damn good.
That mother come out of the hole. I just seen it. Y'all got to don't cuss.
Y'all can't cuss now. Y'all keep slipping them cuss words.
He looked real good. Look like I seen him come out the hole. Look like he come out the hole real strong.
Somebody got a lot of noise, bro.
I'm finna close the mic up.
It ain't me.
I'm
on mute, was it, Brett?
I'm looking for him.
I ain't on no mute.
I'm just listening at home by myself.
Y'all go ahead. I'm going to get him.
Yeah, gone, Brett. No, it gone, huh? Riverwolf.
Well, dog, you know old butts was going on. Go on, tell her. You've been keeping it real all this time. You might as well go on, tell her who got the ass.
Y'all come on a little later. I already told her. I just gave her a brief summary of it, though. That's all I'm going to do. Like I said, I can't get loose and tell her like I want to listen. I can be cussing, so I got to respect Breadman's show, so I'm not going to do it on the show. Because, I don't want to have to be trying to pick my words. I want to just say what I want to say, and I got to respect Breadman's show. So we already told her. We did a recap of it a little bit. That y'all must get that for.
Hey, Breadman, this is a special day. Would you let Donald loose for a little bit? I don't want to get loose.
Even if he let me, I don't want to get loose. I gotta play the numbers game. I need y'all jokers to tune in on my show. I'm sorry. Dog, I'll be on your show every day. Talk to me, baby.
What the hell thriller was that?
They sold Thriller, that white and gold car. He bought that car when I didn't look like shit.
Ooh, I don't know what car you talking about. That Camaro.
Yeah, that Camaro. When I didn't look like
shit.
He sold Thriller. He sold Thriller. Ain't lost for one race this year. Sold Thriller and got that piece of shit. Well, I ain't talking about that piece of stuff, but I'm just saying. You know, in the world, you're supposed to sell a car that's going like a car, another car, and come out there and look like doo-doo.
Well, Camaro, what year Camaro? I ain't see it.
Say what now?
What year Camaro he bought? I ain't see it.
It was that white and gold Camaro that Tony had. The first time he hit it, he had a backfire. It had a backfire. He backed it up and went down through there again. It went probably about 670s.
It looked like an IROC style.
Yeah, IROC. Yeah. Now, Camaro, I think it's still that old same IROC. They just painted it another color.
Is that called 49, dog?
Yeah. It don't make no difference on 33s, though. Right now.
Boy, what a mistake.
Is that the goon back there talking goon? That you, goon?
Yeah, that's me, dog. What's up?
Hey, you know I love Chubb to death, but tell Chubb them to stop trying to make controversy. They trying to say I put Biz against doggone Tabitha Taylor. He was the last man in there because I didn't know he came in. You know, you would have been the last man, but you came in there and said, hey, I'm him. Remember when you came to me and told me I'm him?
Yeah.
And I took your card. One but two cards in there. So when I put your there, when you drew, then you drew. You had to draw. You had to run tablets in the first round.
Yeah. You as they came up the steps and let you know that they was in there.
Right.
Yeah, they called me in the towel. I wasn't even in the towel at first. They called me in the towel.
I know. You know, we was trying to call everybody that wasn't there because we wanted everybody to draw just so somebody would say, hey, I didn't draw. Somebody drew for me. But then, you know, the show ain't going to stop for one man. It ain't going to stop for two men. It ain't going to stop for three or four. If you ain't there, we're going to draw for you. If you ain't ready to race when it's time to go, you shit out of luck.
5-6-1, you up next.
That's how they drew.
5-6-1. Let me grab this call. Goon and let me grab this one here. 561-8403. 561-8403. Your mic is live. How you doing? Hello?
Hello.
What's going on?
Live.
Pardon me?
Ain't nothing much going on. I'm doing lunch. I ain't even get in the queue.
Okay, dokie. Handle your business.
Hey, I just got information. SVO said they was just down there on a test pass. He said those was test passes. He said y'all ain't gonna want to see them November the 1st. I'm going on mute.
No, I saw a lot of calls out there stumbling. What's up with that, dog?
To be honest with you, I'm glad. Now, that's a good question. A lot of cars out there stumbling because that doggone weather was so doggone good, man. I'm going to show you what I mean by that. Now, the guys from up north that came down, they ain't had no damn problem. They came down there. Jimbo went down the track fast. I'm telling you, if he had made that pass all day today, he might have won a shootout. Squishy came down with his car, and he said, man, I thought I was at Milan, so I put a lot into it. He broke all the teeth off his ring gear and put a nut in there and towed him up, too. Because the doggone track was looking so good, just like somebody just a while ago said. I think Mandrea said that track was on point, man. The colder it got, the better that shit, the better it started hooking, man. So, I mean, there's a lot of stumbles because the people didn't have enough fuel in there or whatever, man, because that damn weather was so good.
There it is. Well, listen, y'all, I got to get out of here. I hate to shut it down early, but I do have some prior engagements I need to make. I enjoyed y'all. I'm going to let y'all get y'all say. We're going to go on up this list here, and we're going to get this inspirational vitamin out of the way and go on from there, man. And I look forward. Cool. I don't know where the next race going to be at. Mandrell, go ahead and give your next update while you're on here. Mandrell!
He probably on that line, Brett.
I know Mandrell going to be this this upcoming weekend at Shut Up and Race, he gonna do a street car style 28. I think he's paying about $2,500, and he's gonna pay back places. And that'll be October the 11th. We'll be at Shut Up and Race. Here, homie.
And we ain't got no curfew.
No curfew.
Not at all. With that being said, let me go ahead and I'm going to mute everybody's mic so I can go ahead and give y'all this inspirational vitamin, man. I appreciate y'all coming in, making the show what it was today. I really, you know, like I said, I had a wedding to go to this weekend, and I didn't get out and get to do no racing to really ask the questions I needed to, but I appreciate y'all for up this morning, making it happen for us. It's always a pleasure for y'all to come in, and you know, really, it take all of us to really have a good show. And you know, without y'all, I mean, we basically just entertainers, basically. You know what I mean? Just we got to have material to entertain, and it is what it is. With that being said, Godfather, you got anything else you want to say? You the last one before I mute it.
No, Breadman, we appreciate what you do, Breadman. We appreciate you letting us have a little time to get off. And, Breadman, just keep doing what you're doing, man, and keep it in the middle of the road, brother.
I appreciate it. With that being said, let's go ahead and get this inspirational vitamin out of the way before we get out of here. It states that let's get our minds right first. Let me get. Let me try it this way. Inspirational vitamin states as so. Heavenly Father, I may not understand how everything will work out, but I trust you. I don't see a way, but I know you will make a way. I have faith at this moment. God, you are touching hearts, opening doors, and I know things may look dark and seem dark, but I have faith that my dawn is coming. With that being said, y'all have a blessed week. I look forward to chatting with y'all in the near future. Y'all have a good week. This is the Breadman. One time for your mind. I'm out of here.